Public health officials are investigating whether blood transfusions or organ donation may have transmitted the West Nile virus to 4 transplant patients in Georgia and Florida. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said preliminary tests suggest that the patients, who all became ill after receiving organs from a single donor, had contracted the virus. One has died. Joining me now is Jesse Goodman, Deputy Director of the Food and Drug Administration's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, which oversees the nation's blood supply. Dr. Goodman, the woman who had donated her organs had been in a car accident and had received many blood transfusions just before her death. How likely is it that a blood transfusion could be the source of the West Nile virus?
Well, at this time, that cannot be precisely defined, but it's important to say that although this is a theoretical risk, it's a real risk and it's scientifically plausible because at least some West Nile virus patients have virus in their blood for a short period of a few days, sometimes without any symptoms. So we're intensively investigating this and working with the CDC in that investigation.
Now, you call it a real risk, but does that translate to the West Nile virus being a big threat to the blood supply?
No, I think that it's important to keep in perspective that any transfusion risk, if it's present, is likely to be quite low. And this is based on a few things. One is, as I said, unlike the big risks we know about, like HIV and hepatitis, which tend to stay in people's blood for many years, even life, there's just a short period of time during which the West Nile virus might be in the blood of patients who are infected. You know, another thing is that West Nile virus has been around in the United States for a short time and in other countries for a much longer time, and to date, there have been no proven cases of transmission. So I think that, and then some modeling that's been done also shows a very low risk. Now, it's important to say that this is an emerging infection. We need to continue to monitor the situation, and it's very important to us to keep the blood supply as safe as possible.
Well, what about screening? Should donors be asked about, say, recent mosquito bites? And would they be?
Well, donors would not normally be asked about a recent mosquito bite, but as everyone who's been out this summer would recognize, if that were a criteria for not donating blood, you know, we would have very little blood. And right now there is a tremendous and ongoing need for blood, which is life-saving. I think it is important to keep in perspective that, approximately 5 million patients get blood transfusions a year, that to date, there have been no proven cases, and that for the overwhelming majority of patients who need a blood transfusion, to get that transfusion, the benefits far outweigh the risk.
So someone scheduled for surgery probably shouldn't worry about the blood supply.
No, I don't think they should. I think we take this seriously, and if any of the current cases are related to transfusion, we are going to need to act as quickly as possible to do what we can to reduce any risk.
Thanks very much. Dr. Jesse Goodman is Deputy Director of the Food and Drug Administration's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, which oversees the nation's blood supply.